Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, I'm Damien Haffernan with your 7 News briefing for Thursday, June 23. A woman was knocked unconscious, dragged by the hair and tied to furniture using cable ties during what's been described as a cowardly robbery at a home south of Brisbane. Two men broke into the Acreage property in Sheldon through the front door around midday yesterday. The 49-year-old female occupant was home alone at the time when she heard noises and found a man in her kitchen. The man then chased her down the hallway and cornered her in a bathroom as she tried to escape, punching her until she blacked out, then dragging her by the hair to the lounge room. She was then tied up with cable ties around her hand and secured to a piece of furniture. The woman was only freed 2 hours later when her adult children arrived home. She was taken to the Redland Hospital and remains traumatised by the robbery. New analysis shows global life expectancy has fallen for the first time since the 50s. Following the COVID-19 pandemic, the analysis published by the One Campaign found global life expectancy fell by 1.64 years between 2019 and 2021. Researchers warn the situation could be worsened by a global food security crisis and the impact of climate change. It's the first time global life expectancy has fallen since records began in 1950. And polio has been detected in sewage samples in London, the first sign since the 1980s that the virus could be spreading in the UK, but no cases have been found so far. Despite this, authorities have declared a national incident and informed the World Health Organization of the situation as it urgently investigates the rare polio virus discovery. The risk of infection from the disease, which causes paralysis in children in less than 1% of cases, was also low because of high vaccination rates. Vaccination levels across the UK are above the 90% needed to prevent outbreaks, but London's coverage rates among the under twos has dipped below that in recent years. The National Health Service in the city will begin contacting parents of children under five who aren't yet immunised. Now here's Gemma Racton with your finance fix.
Thanks, Damien. Qantas cancelled one in every 13 flights in May for a cancellation rate of 7.6%, worse than its key domestic rival Virgin, which cancelled 5.1% of flights. Qantas Chief Alan Joyce has pledged to adjust the airline's schedule and bulk up its resources to help with chronic operational issues. Household wealth grew by 1.2% in the March quarter to hit $14.89 trillion across all Australian households. The boost was thanks to rising house prices and super, thanks to strong share markets, but is likely to have gone into reverse this quarter. Deteriorating economic conditions overseas were making headlines overnight, with inflation in the UK hitting 9.1% during May, and Federal Reserve Chairman Jay Powell conceding that interest rate hikes in the US could cause a recession. Local shares are tentatively higher today, with property and insurance companies leading the way. Meantime, mining stocks are continuing to weigh on the index on growing fears of a sharp slowdown in global growth. Overnight, driven by similar concerns, oil prices took another leg lower. At $108, they are inching towards the psychologically important $100 level. In the US, post-holiday optimism faded, with all three indices dropping slightly, nerves jangling on the back of Fed Chair Powell's comments. The Australian dollar has sunk below 69 US cents. It's now buying 68.92 US cents, 65.2 euro cents and $1.10 New Zealand. And that is your finance fix for Thursday, June 23, 2022. I'm Gemma Acton.
Thank you, Gemma. And that is your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Haffenden. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune into 7 News nightly at 6.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.